No, it's super exciting to know that the students and the staff get to walk into a fresh space this fall.
And what do you think about just kind of what you've seen, I guess, with the new addition here at New Boston Elementary?
Oh, it's exciting. The classrooms are all going to be modernized. It feels like the teachers are going to have the space they need to do what they need for the kids.
And a lot of pride and a lot of history with this building, right? That's the portion of it that's coming down. That's an important part of the school district and the community, I guess.
Yeah, I think this, and that's the feeling I've got from people in the community is, you know, respect the past and just keep working to improve. And as long as we do both of those things, I think projects like this, you know, are successful for the community at large, who's they're losing a building that they used to attend, but they get to see the space that the younger kids get to experience.
Yeah, I think so. New school year, new facility here at New Boston, right? New school year, new stuff for Apollo Elementary. So what about kind of this, a lot going on, I guess, with the 2024-2025 school year?
A lot of exciting stuff. I'm just happy that, you know, the principals are excited. The custodians are working hard. Doug's got maintenance. We've got high school kids helping us move furniture and teachers that work summertime just to try and make us meet deadlines. But all of the activity, the flourish that happens here in July and the first part of August pays off when you see the kids come and smiling at a new space in the fall.
And I know you have a lot of experience in education, but coming into a new school district, new projects taking place, new job, you know, first 15 days, how's it been going for you?
Oh, everybody's been great. The board has been great. Mr. Petrie's been great. Everybody's really worked hard to get me up to speed. So I feel like my feet are underneath me. So far so good.